But what I think was it was is that my brother? That's my brother, Max Gordon, my brother, the Atlanta Falcons fan. Max, how you doing?
What's going on?
Hey.
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good.
Good.
Pretty swell.
Great player at Western New England Tennis. Had me standing out there in the cold at Endicott.
Yeah,
College.
At Endicott, that was a cold day.
Yeah, so what do you think about the Atlanta Falcons? Who are they picking tonight?
I would definitely like them to get some pass rush. We definitely need some help. I don't remember who we lost, but I definitely think we lost some guys up there, but it would definitely be good to get some pass rush. We definitely need some balance because we have the offensive capability, you know, to score points, but, you know, we need the defense to support that. So it would be good to get some more balance. Also, we definitely do need an offensive lineman, but I think that'll be good for, you know, later picks for like next round or something. So.
So, take us back to Super Bowl 51. Your thoughts?
Oh,
don't make the man relive that.
Yeah, don't make me relive that. I relive that every day. I see people on campus wearing the 28-3 shirts every day. You don't
it's
even
painful.
Know. It's very
so,
painful.
So, tell,
but...
you can tell the story better. Tell the primetime team how you became an Atlanta Falcons fan.
Well, I mean, when I was younger, I mean, you know, Sam and I and, like, my uncle, we used to just play Madden. For some reason, you know, I mean, I just played the Falcons, and then Matt Ryan came from BC, and I was like, oh, like, this guy's pretty cool. And I watched him play in that bowl game, and, you know, I became a fan of him. So I just followed him to the Falcons. The whole team just grew on me, and, you know, I just, when Julio Jones came, and I was really hyped. So the whole team was just, the whole team is just,
so
I like that. That's a real organic way to become a fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, especially since we have a lot of diversity in here. We have a Giants fan, a Steelers fan.
Oklahoma fan.
And Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So, also,
hey, that's me, Pat.
Also, Max, Michael Vick, 2004, best player in Madden history?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt in my mind. Are you kidding?
Yeah, so talk to us about... let me see. Do you think Vic extending the fifth-year option on Vic Beasley was a good choice, considering his
inconsistency? That was a great move. Are you kidding? I want him for his career. He's only getting – his stock is only going up. He had a career – his best year yet. So,
all right, I hate to interrupt here, but the Chargers pick is in.
Are the Chargers?
So we'll see who they go
dum,
with.
Dum, dum,
do you think they're going with defense or offense here?
I think that the Chargers are going to go defense. I think you don't need anything at the quarterback position. You don't need wide receiver. You don't need tight end with Hunter Henry. But I think it's going to be defense. Max, thank you so much for the call. By the way, 34-28. It was 28-3, and it ended 34-28.
You guys have a great night, and I hope that hope the Patriots pick a good guy. So.
Yep. Awesome.
Your brother's a lot nicer than you, Sam.
Yeah, you ended with Rico.
I hear that a lot.
He hears that a lot.
You feel like such an a-hole, I bet, right now. I would.
Love you, buddy. Right. Take care.
All right, love you guys.
All right, bye-bye. He is a very swell guy.
Yeah.
Sounds like one, yeah.
Much better dude than you.